Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The last time we were in New York City.
Don't say it.
It was early 2020. We did back-to-back shows in a crowded theater.
We were here in late February of 2020. We don't think it was us, but it could have been us. Could have been us. I feel overwhelmed. This is just so many more people than my brain expected, and my body.
Aaron,
shutting
that
down.
Is no one's problem but yours.
I know, that's true. I will say, though,
I'm sorry. That's not to put on you. No one did anything wrong by coming here.
I'm still overwhelmed, though. But JPC came here today, and he was wearing a different Hey Riddle Riddle merch shirt. He was wearing the Dead Stop shirt. And then I looked over, and he had a different Hey Riddle Riddle merch shirt on. Is there any other? I see one Baby Baby Crab Rangoon, one of my faves. You have the pervert shirt. We got one pervert.
I think any shirt that guy wears is...
he's in a totally normal, not Hey Riddle Riddle shirt. Yeah, there's a pervert right there. I'm sorry.
Do you have to go door to door and say you're a Hey Riddle Riddle fan?
Sorry. Okay.
I'm a Hey Riddle Riddle fan, but it's not what you think. I was pissing in a park. There was no one was there. It was late.
Sorry, I'm just posting tomorrow's episode.
That's about me.
Is everyone here familiar with our show, our podcast? Wrong way to ask that. Got no information off of that.
Is there a way to search? Can we bring up the house lights?
Wow.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
Look at fancy.
Is anybody here? Did anybody here get dragged by a significant other or?
Oh my God! So many.
Wow, so many people.
Two in the back. Okay.
Apologies.
Did you hear the groan of people going, "Oh no"? The amount of breakups this will cause. I have a question. I just want to see if they made it. But my college roommate, her sister, is taking improv classes, and her name is Violet. Do any of you know
And there
know
will
a
be
Violet?
10 to 15 minutes of this.
You do?
So.
Wait, you do? Oh, amazing. Hello. So I just wanted to say thank you for coming. I found out about that today.
This is Violet.
I told Mackie and Violet that I would specifically say hello to you and give you a shout out, so I just wanted to make sure.
And from this corner, a loved one with the initials
no.
JM. Does JM mean anything
is that
to
anything?
Anyone?
No, but I know that Violet's a new friend of yours, but you should hang out with her all the time. She's one of the funniest people I've ever met.
I want to do one. My first improv teacher is here tonight.
This is your fault.
This is my fault. Seth Whiteberg, where is Seth at? In the back there. Hi, Seth. Thank you for coming. As you leave the show, blame him for anything I do.
Hell, I'll try one. My dad is here tonight. No?
He's in the bathroom.
He's in the bathroom. He's going to contact me.
For those of you who have never... and we can put the lights down. Thank you so much, Serge. For those of you who have not been to our show before, or haven't listened before, we're basically a podcast about riddles. We're riddle adjacent.
Yeah.
And so we're going to try and solve some riddles, some puzzles, some lateral thinking problems. And along the way, we'll call for some improvised scenes. The one rule, the one caveat for our live shows
always is... Always forget this.
Do not shout out the answer. We know you're all little fucking Mensa babies. Mm-hmm. Everyone's so fucking smug when they listen at home in their armchair. But don't shout out the answer. Aaron, if they do shout out an answer, what's the penalty?
You have to buy me a boat.
No.
It used to be my utility bills, but that was small thinking.
Yeah.
How's New York been for you two?
Good. I am so happy to be in the rain after being in LA. It's like 110 degrees there right now. It's so hot that I've cried from how hot it is, from just being in it. It's scary. And so when I got here and it was raining, I was just like staring at the rain. I felt like so good. Way too cheerful to be in New York where everyone was trying to quickly walk past me. How's New York for you so far? You got here like an hour ago.
Well, I'm a white male podcaster with a beard. So coming to Brooklyn is kind of like coming home. Technically, this is my birthright trip.
And of course, thank you to Paul F. Tompkins, who pays for us to come.
Yes, yes.
Once in a lifetime, we can come to Brooklyn and do a podcast. PFT, thank you so much.
Yeah.
He's upstairs. He's on the roof putting on a three-piece suit. Aaron, you told me not to tell anyone about this, but you said you're going to go see Dave Matthews soon?
No! I said, I don't know how or why, but I'm accidentally seeing Dave Matthews next week. And then I said, don't tell anyone. And then Adele went, okay. I saved a story to tell you today, because JPC was listing all of my most embarrassing moments that I've had earlier, for a good reason.
Yes.
We'll tell you later.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like,
when
JPC,
you share an embarrassing moment, that to me is how like a plant responds to the sun. I feel like that is my food and I get stronger from hearing it.
But when this happened today, I truly had the thought of like, it's only days where I'm about to see Adel and JPC where shit like this happens to me. I went to Duane Reade and I got three big water
Whoa,
bottles.
Whoa, no pop for Duane Reade.
It's your big pharmacy.
Is no one here local?
A man learned how to read and we're not applauding.
But I bought three big water bottles because there's no place for me to fill up my water bottle in my hotel. Great. And two energy drinks. But that's heavy. And they gave me a paper bag, okay? That's the setup. Also, didn't pack enough underwear on this trip. That's on me. That's fine. So I had to go and buy some underwear.
Okay.
Bought some underwear. And they go, do you need a bag? And I go, no. I have this paper bag. It's going to work great.
Mm-hmm.
It's pouring today.
Yeah.
In LA, I stop to tie my shoes. I put the bag down. Of course, it's wet. My brain doesn't, I'm not thinking about that. I'm listening to Unwritten in my head. And so I'm walking, and then I hear a guy shout behind me, Miss! And then I feel the bag completely explode. All of my water bottles and drinks go in the middle of the
Wait,
street.
Did he shout miss before the bag exploded?
Well, because the bag had been leaking and a pair of underwear had come out. And then...
Miss, your panties are moist.
I thought this...
Yeah, I thought some like New York sailors from the 1940s.
I thought this guy had like dead zone powers, but for paper bags. Something's going to happen.
And so he was running after me to try to give me my new underwear. Thank God it was like new underwear
back.
And then so then I have that guy and then another guy who was unfortunately handsome. Don't love that
Don't
in a situation like this. He has grabbed a couple of my water bottles and my bra and underwear off the ground. And then they just, the two guys, because I have no bag to put this in, just put it in my hand like this. And then the second guy went, well, I hope your day gets better. And I just stood there and I looked up and there was a woman who was in this storefront looking at me and she literally, like a cartoon, was like,
Aaron, how did you not evaporate?
I was like, shit like this happens every time I come to New York. This city, your city cannot fucking surprise me anymore. Do your worst, New York. I can handle it. But anyways, that happened, and I was like, I could tell
you
guys when
sharing.
I came in, but I could also just land on the sword and tell you now.
Pretty good?
Yep.
Pretty good.
And I don't have to have dinner for 2 days now. I'm all full. Yum, yum, yum.
I would have felt so much better if the guy didn't say, well, I hope your day gets better. And I was like, yeah, he thinks that this was pretty bad. It's okay. I'm okay.
What would you have rather him said? Just nothing? Or like, by the way, I'm a prince. I know that doesn't matter to you, but You should just know that my dad is a king.
What if that's your Hallmark movie?
That would be cool. I think I would have. The worst thing he could have said was, "Well, see you at the show tonight," and then I would have been like, "Yeah, okay, great."
Or if he said, "One for me, one for you."
They divide up what they want.
Or he's like, "Trade."
I'm down for anything.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hate riddle riddles. Clue crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.